Good morning, beautiful people. I'm David Hasselhoff, the host, and here with me is my co-host, Professor Bobby Shmurda, who's an expert in social studies. And today we're going to talk about an unbelievable story that happened recently in Ecatepec, a city in Mexico.
Yes, this when I read the story, it really blew my mind.
The police arrested the pair, Juan Carlos and Patricia, walking around with body parts in a baby trolley. And the body parts could be up from 10 women. The police found more body parts in their house, covered in buckets and plastic in their refrigerator. Some people think that they may be selling those body parts to make some money. What do you think someone would go this drastic way just to make some money?
Well, Mexico, suffers from extreme poverty, so many people do very morally shady things for money in Mexico. This is because of the drug trade and the gangs who control it. Cartels in Mexico have taken over the role of government in many towns, cities, and provinces. So murder, rape, prostitutions, and drug dealing happens all over.
So what effect do you think this kind of a situation could have on society, that people start to kill each other and sell their body parts like some objects just for some cash?
Well, anarchy rules the streets of Mexico, and people will do anything to feed their family or maybe even feed their drug addiction. Because of this happened in Mexico, I don't think this is going to affect that society a lot, because sadly a lot of bad things happen there often.
So do you think that maybe this would be different if this would occur maybe in the USA or maybe in the Nordic countries?
Yes, I think that this story would have been talked about more and would have more of an impact if this story would have happened in the United States or the Nordic countries, per se. This is because, they're more stables. And of course, we all know that cartels don't control the streets of New York.
Is it now down to the prosecution to establish whether these claims are founded or whether it's just both by a psychopath or a serial killer or a person just trying to survive?
Well, I believe that he's just not trying to survive. He described it in a completely natural way. I would say he seemed actually happy to have done this. Well, he wanted people to see his picture and, know his name. I would obviously classify this person as a murderer and a serial killer.
So do you think maybe because all of these things that come up in Mexico, that this case is maybe not supported as much by society like it should be?
Yes, I think this story flew under the radar of most people because this happened in Mexico.
So what do you think that needs to be done so we can prevent this from happening again?
Well, I believe that the Mexican government is doing the most they can and everything they can to stop the cartel and fight the poverty. And I think that the real bad guy of the story is the anarchy in the streets in Mexico caused by the cartels. So I believe that organizations such as the United Nations should give Mexico aid to help fix the problem. And I think that the United States of America should give them a lot of support because the cartels in the end affect the United States as well, and not just the Mexican people with their drug trade. But then again, this might have just been a random serial killer from Mexico who could have done this anywhere at any time.
Thank you a lot, Scorey, for being with me today, and we will see you again later.
Yes, thank you, David Hasselhoff.